From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Scott Simon, here just for a day in the absence of Michelle, Melissa, and Robert. We begin this hour with several reports about the conflict between Russia and Georgia. So far, Russian troops have not made any significant move to withdraw from Georgian territory, despite the fact that Russia signed a ceasefire over the weekend. Russian troops are camped in numerous parts of Georgia. NPR's Ivan Watson got a look at the scene in the western part of the country.
Russia's slow punishment of its disobedient little neighbor continued today. Russian troops are blockading Georgia's main east-west highway. Meanwhile, Georgian repair crews are hard at work trying to fix this railroad bridge, which was mysteriously bombed on Saturday. Moscow denied responsibility for the blast, which blew out a 20-foot span of the concrete and steel bridge. With this last remaining land link between Tbilisi and the western half of the country severed, the only way to travel from the Georgian capital to western Georgia is by military helicopter. At the entrance to the western town of Zugdidi, someone spray-painted "Russians go home" next to a swastika. Russian troops have occupied several Georgian military installations and police barracks here, and they've set up a battery of artillery in an open field outside town. This elderly Georgian man named Boris walked past several Russian soldiers who were relaxing in the shade. "We need to make sure not a single hair on their heads gets hurt," Boris says. "If even one Russian soldier dies," he adds, "then Russia will punish us even more." In the nearby town of Sanaki, Russian troops have occupied what had been one of the biggest Georgian military bases in the area. An American-trained Georgian army officer named Lieutenant Ramazi Abkhadze stood outside the main gate of what had been his barracks, dressed in civilian clothes. When the war with Russia broke out, Abkhadze says this base was practically defenseless.
"All of our guys was in South Ossetia. We was only about 200 soldiers here, and we could not fight with them. It was impossible."
On August 8th, the Georgian army tried and failed to capture the Russian-backed breakaway region of South Ossetia during a surprise offensive. Today, Russia's president said Georgia could not be forgiven or left unpunished for this attack. At the Sanaki army base, Lieutenant Afkhadze could do little more than watch as Russian soldiers destroyed his army's equipment.
"Don't worry, they destroyed some ammunition, I think."
Russian troops have also been hard at work destroying the Georgian Coast Guard base in the Black Sea port of Poti. The radio antennas of several sunken Coast Guard vessels stick out of the water. A nearby administrative building has been completely ransacked, with even the insulation ripped out of the ceilings. The nearby civilian port was also hit during the fighting.
"As you know, the port was bombed, and several people died, as you know, and even one of my friends is injured."
Samira Kuznetsova is an ethnic Russian and a citizen of Georgia. She has published a blog with her firsthand account of the Russian bombing and the subsequent Russian occupation.
"And for me, it's terrible, actually, because I have a lot of friends in Russia, and now they don't believe me. They don't understand what's happening. They say that this is fake. It couldn't be true. It will be a lot of problems between two nations in future."
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Poti in western Georgia.